Hey, what's up? This is Andy Samberg.
Hey, this is Tom Papa.
Hi, this is Brian Stack from Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Hey, it's James Keiselman.
This is Vic Sahat. Welcome to
the show that has muggins.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm surviving, getting by. I just finished doing the I'm doing this ridiculous Jillian Michaels workout DVD thing, and it's just I just spend 20 minutes screaming at her. My throat's more sore by the end of the workout than any of my muscles. But I'm kind of jacked from doing this ridiculous thing. This is a good excuse for me to sit down. So thank you.
For people who might not have seen your act before, what can someone expect when going to a Darcy Michael show?
They're definitely going to walk away knowing a lot more about Darcy Michael than they ever needed to know. That's probably, I don't like to give away too much of my act just because it's more fun for people that haven't seen it. But, I just talk about me. I live a pretty weird life. There's always something going on that's either pissing me off or making me laugh, and I just kind of rant about it. So my dad always says, going to a show is just a session of you oversharing. So, that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed from watching your stuff is that you can't really be pigeonholed as one type of comedian, which I like.
Yeah, well, that's what I try not to be, just because I try not to be pigeonholed in life as any kind of one person anyway. So basically what I'm saying is I'm a slut to try anything once.
Right. You've only been doing stand-up for a few years now, but you've already accomplished quite a lot. Did you imagine getting this far this soon when you first took the stage?
I'm definitely, I'm really thankful for what I've gotten so far, because it's been really quick. I've been really lucky. But at the same time, my God, I could use a lot more money in the bank. So part of me is like, yay, I'm doing so well, and the other part of me is like, yay, I'm living in government housing. It's been great. I love it. It's such a ridiculous existence that we get to have. And, I'm working 2 hours this week, and that's the rest of the week is whatever I decide I want to do. And for some reason I chose Jillian Michaels today. That stupid bitch. No. I'm super thankful. I'm super happy. I never really had any kind of set goals or ideas of what I should have accomplished and what I shouldn't have and that. So I just kind of go wherever the road takes me.
You've done a lot of touring across the country. Have you noticed a difference between audiences around the country, between, Vancouver, Winnipeg, Toronto, Montreal?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I definitely find Vancouver is the most uptight of audiences, and not in a negative way. They're just a little more prudish. And the further east you go in this country, the more fun they get. Except for, there's the speed bumps of Toronto and Montreal there, but they're just douchebags, right? I love Winnipeg. One of my favorite shows ever was the last time I did the Winnipeg Comedy Festival. I had so much fun doing that taping that it's a highlight for me. And then you go to places like Halifax and St. John's, and they're amazingly happy and funny people. So yeah, I definitely notice it, but I think just in general, as a country, we've got such a great sense of humor that it's really easy to take people wherever you want to take them with a story, and whether the story is 10 seconds long or 10 minutes long, Canadian audiences are with you.
You mentioned your last performance here at the Comedy Festival and the taping. You were nominated for a Canadian Comedy Award that performance.
Yeah, shine the glory.
Does that put any added pressure on you for this year's festival?
Not at all. No. Here's the funniest story: is I was originally told that I was nominated for a Gemini Award for it, uh-huh. And so when I heard that, I was like, "Oh my God, that's amazing! A Gemini, I've made it!" And then they were like, "Oh, sorry, not a Gemini, a Canadian Comedy Award." I was like, "A what?" No, it was really great to lose to John Doerr.
Yeah,
no, there's no pressure. for me this year, because really it's you know, it's 10 minutes of being up on stage, and I'm, worst case scenario is if it's going bad, I'll just do the same jokes again and people will just think it's a repeat episode.
Are there any shows that you've done so far that have particularly stood out for you, either personal highlight or career highlight?
Definitely, like I said, the Winnipeg show was my favorite performance-wise. I just really, really enjoyed doing it. And filming a comedy now was a big moment. I remember being, like, when I was, like, 17, I watched Gavin Crawford. He did a Comedy Now where he did, like, four different characters. And that was the first time I'd ever seen a gay guy on TV doing comedy on his own. And I remember being like, oh, my God, that'd be so great to do that one day. And, like, it was, like, pretty much 10 years later that I filmed mine. So personally, personal-wise, that was a big moment. I was really happy for doing that. But yeah, the rest of the, like, I like just every show I do. Usually, you know, like, you're only as good as your last show, and my last show was in Vernon for four people, so I was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, I think there were six people.
You've done some television and movie work over the years. Is acting something you've always aspired to do, or did it just happen as a byproduct of doing stand-up?
No, it happened pretty much, it happened first. I've acted longer than I have. My resume doesn't speak to it because I've barely done anything, but I've always loved acting, and I think it's something that I'd like to continue doing both of if I can. If you go to see Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2 this weekend, you will see me for a minute of gloriousness. I don't know if that's a word, but yeah, I really like it. I get a kick out of it. It's such an easy little gig to go in and film something for a day and make ridiculous amounts of money and then run away and go to the bank quickly and cash it before they change their mind.
And you can say you were in the number one movie last weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I've been flaunting that around the house a lot lately. Yeah, if Jer asks me to do the dishwasher, I'll be like, really? Number one movie in North America. Screw you. I'm not doing anything.
With the Winnipeg Comedy Festival coming up next week, besides your own performances, is there anyone else at the festival that you're looking forward to hoping to catch or see a show of?
Hold on, I'm going to the website right now. Ryan Belville and John Doerr, hands down, are going to blow the roof off of the place when they do shows. Like, John Doerr is so funny. Oh, and Gavin Crawford's there. Oh, amazing. Oh, wicked. And Sean Cullen and Jerry D. Jesus Christ, what am I doing on this festival? Oh, and Pete Johansson, he's definitely, like, I started watching him, like, around Vancouver, and he's definitely one of my favorites. And Nikki Payne, I adore her. She sends me pictures of her dog. She has a little dog named Emilio Estevez that she gets little outfits for, and it's just, it kills me. She had a little tuxedo for him and took him to a wedding as her date. She's a nutcase. I love it.
Finally, what else do you have coming up after the Winnipeg Comedy Festival where people can check you out across the country and beyond?
Wouldn't it be sad if I said nothing? It's kind of true. After Winnipeg, I go to Calgary for a weekend to perform at the casino there, and then I'm in Vancouver for a weekend with it's me and Deborah DiGiovanni. We're going to be doing a weekend of shows here. And then I'm kind of free as a bird. I'm going to be doing a bunch of filming, some TV shows and a movie starting in May. So I won't be touring quite as much until probably after summer. But they can always go to DarcyMichael.com, and I will half-ass to keep that up to date.
and you're on Twitter? And
yeah, I just joined Twitter, and I'd really love some followers, because it's only been 2 weeks, and my numbers are a little sad. So, yeah, I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and that's where I draw the line. No Tumblr or anything yet.
We'll make sure everyone that is listening right now goes and follows you on Twitter, so we can increase those numbers immensely.
ShowbizMonkeys.com.